I listen to a lot of satellite radio, and the reason I subscribe to it is because I don't like all the commercials and all that on regular radio. But I have to say, on satellite radio, my favorite DJ is someone named Silent Mike. You know, I'm tuning in to hear music. I'm not tuning in to hear these DJs talk about the history of rock and roll or what the 10 top things about whatever. I want to hear the music. But we love to explain things and talk about things. And today is the day in the church year where we are the most in danger of trying too hard to explain something. This is Trinity Sunday. It is a day when we celebrate the Trinity, which is the doctrine of one true God found in three persons, usually described as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Sometimes you will also hear Creator, Redeemer, Sanctifier. Like most DJs, our instinct is to explain and to talk too much. But we do much more to help people find God by showing them the nature of God than we do by explaining to them, especially when it comes to the Trinity. I couldn't help noticing this morning how short the readings were, and I thought they're trying to leave a lot of extra time for the poor preacher to try to figure out the Trinity. We love explaining. We love measuring, because those approaches imply that we have some control over what's going to happen. We also love the number three. Think of how many phrases in our language have that number in them. The third time is a charm. A story of three kids that go into a candy store. Three bears, three suitors, three sisters, three wishes. Bad things come in threes. People crave certainty, and they use these kinds of numbers to try to say, I know what's coming next, or I know when this bad thing will end. I have to say, though, if you came here today on the off chance that you pay that much attention to the church calendar, and you came here today to hear me explain the Trinity, One of the commentaries on Trinity Sunday said that in struggling with this issue, the early church articulated the defining marker of God by which Christians find their own identity, the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. I disagree. To me, our identity as Christians comes in the incarnation, in God's taking human form to live among us. Doctrine is scholarly and it is distant. Incarnation is personal. Doctrine doesn't save us, and it doesn't fill us. We pursue it because human beings have that affinity for explanation, for knowledge, for certainty, and for control. The real question to me about the Trinity is, where do we find God? Or where in the world does God seek us out? These questions, which are questions of experience of God, not explanation, speak to us of God in three persons. The story of God as experienced in the Trinity is a story of challenge, of inconvenience, of the Holy Spirit, called the Comforter, which can make us profoundly uncomfortable. To me, it is experience, not explanation, that is pivotal to the Christian life. How does the doctrine of the Trinity help us in that? It reminds us of the multiplicity of ways God can be manifested in a human life. Experience and that power of God in human life is more important than explanation. What is important about the Trinity is recognizing where God is at work in whatever form, and seeing and hearing where God is leading each of us. Jesus says to us that God is God. Whether you glimpse God in the work of the Father, or the Son, or the Holy Spirit, Jesus never explains a complicated doctrine. He says simply, and he shows us simply, that when you see goodness in the world, when you see love in the world, when you see mercy in the world, when you see wisdom in the world, you have seen God. Human beings have spent millennia and killed a lot of trees trying to explain this doctrine. But in my view, doctrine doesn't draw people to God. People are drawn to God by the different manifestations of God that they have seen in their lives, and they may not even know how to name it as God. I cannot explain the Trinity, and I do have the wisdom to not even try. I can't explain these things, but I can tell you when I see God at work in my life and in the lives of others, it is the experience of God, not the explanation of doctrine, that draws people to God. Experience, not more words, gets people to listen. Just ask Silent Mike.